In the Appalachian Forest, a survey team has set out to do something that hasn't been attempted in almost 200 years. It's trying to officially mark the border between North and South Carolina. That section of the boundary has been so elusive that some people who thought they lived in one state have come to learn that they actually reside in the other. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports on an effort to end years of borderline confusion.
Atop a steep ridge in the thick mountain wilderness, surveyors are using 21st century tools to recreate a 19th century boundary.
Y'all put me on the ridge between y'all and Allen.
This survey crew is looking for the imaginary line that separates North and South Carolina. It hasn't been officially marked since 1815, when surveyors first established it by laying rocks on the ground. In those days, surveyors used compasses and star charts to navigate their way through the mountain wilderness. Today, as crews try to reestablish the line, they use aerial photographs, satellites, and computers.
I'm just storing this point. It's now inside my receiver as point number 360.
Lewis Lapine is helping supervise the project for South Carolina, hoping to retrace the steps of the original 19th century surveyors.
This has been walked two or three times now, trying to decide where the surveyors actually marked the line, because all their evidence is gone. They blazed trees that have long since died, put rocks in the ground that have long since been dug up. I mean, they did a remarkable job in the early 1800s to trace it in the first place.
Lapine's South Carolina crew is working jointly with their counterparts for North Carolina as part of a project to eventually resurvey the entire 400-mile boundary. This first section is the most difficult, as the border twists and vacillates on top of a 700-foot-high mountain ridge. Not only do the surveyors have to climb the ridge, they have to find and mark the middle of it with metal pipes. It's a grueling job, but surveyor Alex Rankin is thrilled to be doing it.
It's an opportunity to do something unique, something that really connects you with the past and with surveyors that lived a long time ago, and it's an interesting mental and mental and physical challenge.
For decades, mapping this part of the Carolina boundary was a low priority. Few people used to live here, and there was little incentive for either state to claim the ridgetop as its own. But in the past few years, pricey resort homes have begun to be built in the area, and North Carolina survey leader Gary Thompson says the states now need to find the exact boundary.
When somebody buys a piece of land, and we have definitely determined where the state boundary is, then they won't run into problems of not being able to get a building permit and like that, because now we've permanently determined where it's at.
The effort, though, comes too late for some border dwellers. 12 years ago, Jack Dent built a 4,000-square-foot mountaintop home in North Carolina, or at least he thought it was in North Carolina. After he moved in, he learned he was living right on the state line.
Comes up just down this ridge here behind the motorhome, and then right through the house.
Living on the border has caused problems for the Dents. They can't determine the ownership history of the part of their land in South Carolina, so they can't get clear title to it. And they pay property taxes to both states, even though they consider themselves North Carolinians.
Our address is North Carolina. Our driver's license is North Carolina. We vote in North Carolina.
You sleep in North Carolina or South Carolina?
Our bedroom is upstairs on that side.
So you sleep in South Carolina, but you have breakfast in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do. My wife's in South Carolina.
You mean your wife's side of the breakfast table?
Yeah, she sits on that end of the table, and I sit on this end, so she's in South Carolina.
Leaders of the current survey are optimistic their work will prevent future problems like the one at Jack Dent's house, and they hope it will stave off serious border disputes like ones that have occurred in other parts of the country. 2 years ago, the Supreme Court had to settle a territorial squabble between Maine and New Hampshire, and disagreements now exist along Connecticut's border with Rhode Island and New Mexico's boundary with Texas. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, on the North and South Carolina state line.